This is KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Shipe, and I'm joined by Sheriff Dan Osbin. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
How's October been for you? We're already halfway through the month. Can you believe it?
Just crazy. It's good, but I just can't believe how fast that it just goes.
I think the last time we talked, we were talking about back-to-school safety, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And now, what, the first quarter's done?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, time just flies anymore.
Flies by. Another time that flies is harvest, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. They were just talking on the morning show this morning about how timing of harvest is a little bit different this year, and it may be just because of certain conditions is going to be drawn out a little bit, going to be a little bit longer this year.
Yeah.
So with that comes needing to remind ourselves of all the ways that we can be safe, both as people who are actively a part of harvest and those that are around it. It basically involves everybody when it comes to safety.
It does. Yeah, there's things that people on both sides need to remember and do, right? And I know, you know, harvest is it's very long hours and long days and every day of the week because you got to get this stuff done. And so I think on the farming side of it, you just need to remember, you know, hey, I still got to get some rest. I still got to pay attention. You know, when you're driving that truck loaded full of corn down the road, you can't be falling asleep or not being aware of your surroundings, right? So just got to pay attention to that. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. And, you know, it's a very big vehicle and it's a dangerous vehicle on the road. So we just want to make sure that you're safe when you're driving it.
And the vehicles that are around you are much smaller and give up
yes.
a lot of weight to that size of a vehicle. So kind of defensive driving is always the terminology that I come into. Not really driving for the other person, but just being super aware of what the people around you are doing. That can help both sides too, can't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like help each other out, right? So let's just say the truck is going down the road and maybe they didn't get their turn signal on, but you see them slowing. You know, there's a reason why a semi is slowing down or, you know, a farm vehicle slowing down. And so just take some pause and pay attention and don't just speed up and go around them and think everything's going to be all right. You know, just give them that few extra seconds and then they can make their turn. They can do what they're doing and then you can go on safely.
A lot of these vehicles that are going in and out of the fields are much wider than the vehicles that we encounter on a daily basis as pickup and car drivers. It's important to use caution. A lot of the time you think, this one's going slower. I don't have as much time to go around it as I would need with a vehicle going full speed for this no passing zone. I can just whip right around it. That's kind of a common misconception, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And again, it comes back to, we seem to talk about it a lot out here, but just having that patience and just allowing that little bit extra time. You know, that 20 seconds that you tried to save by going around it is the 20 seconds going to be the difference between getting an accident or not.
Okay. And when you talked about the just kind of keeping your rest up and with the long days, just being extra careful and committing yourself to being attentive when you're behind the wheel of a farm implement or a truck. Those of us that are driving cars, kind of the same thing. You get used to only driving around other cars every single day. All of a sudden you throw some combines and tractors and trucks into the mix. You kind of forget until you get to harvest each year kind of how to behave around them.
Yeah, you do. It is just a time where there's just more congestion on the roadway, right? And sometimes you just, you're not used to it. And then all of a sudden there it is. So, and then you also have your people like doing the harvesting. Maybe there's some people driving the trucks that aren't used to driving it. You know, it's not what they normally do. And so they're not as attuned to what they're doing or knowing what's going on. Maybe they don't have as much practice as somebody that drives a truck regularly. So, you know, when you talk about that being a little bit tired or fatigued, maybe that's where that comes in. You're just not used to it. You're a little tired and that creates some issues too.
Fortunate thing is it seems like the construction, at least on this stretch of Highway 2 between Broken Bow and Myrna, at least got enough to a point to where it's a little easier to traverse than it was in the earlier stages of it. It kind of got close to the wrapping up point right as harvest started.
Yeah.
That would have been really unfortunate if we had the really bad construction when we had harvest really starting.
Yeah, that wouldn't have helped matters much. the stopping and waiting and stuff like that. Yeah, I was glad to see it get pretty much wrapped up by the time, you know, we kind of fired the combines.
Well, a lot of things that we talked about here today when it comes to harvest have to do with patience and taking your time and using extra caution. It really kind of all boils down to that. Are there any specific subjects we didn't touch on?
No, I think we got it all. Yeah, it's just, like you said, just a little bit of patience, a little bit of awareness, right? You know, drive with attention to what else is going on besides just you.
Well, and I know we didn't talk about this in off the air before we were kind of planning on what we were going to talk about, but we are halfway through the month of October. We could just do a short little blip on Halloween night safety, if you want, on the fly here.
Absolutely.
Not to throw you off guard. But
no, might as well. Yeah.
Kind of the same thing. Patience, keeping your eyes open. And we can do things as trick-or-treaters and parents walking, and we can do things to stay safe driving as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, one of the big things is with the trick-or-treaters, you know, you got to have a lot of cool costumes out there, right? But it's going to be dark when you're going out, so you got to make sure that your costume is visible so people can see you, you know? And then I think with the younger kids, you know, they definitely need an adult there to help them, to move them around, to keep them safe. Because, you know, I remember trick-or-treating, and man, all I cared about was what great candy I was going to have. You know, I wasn't really paying attention to the road and stuff like that.
You weren't worried about jaywalking?
No, I wasn't. I was, which house is going to have the biggest candy bar, you know? But it just is, you know, another one of those things where when we talk about our driving, you know there's going to be kids out. You got to pay attention. And, you know, there's a lot of places where you kind of have to creep up past a stop sign where you can see past, you know, obstacles. Well, you're in a crosswalk. So if you're not paying attention to people crossing there, then you're going to miss it. And in our smaller towns, you know, there isn't crosswalks. So you just got to watch out for those kids and let them have a good time, right? A few extra seconds on your side, just waiting and paying attention is going to make that kid's day.
Just remember the joy that you had when you were a kid going out.
Absolutely.
And trick-or-treating, and you'll all of a sudden not want to get to where you're going quite as fast.
Right. And, you know, just take your time, pay attention. And like I said, the trick-or-treaters, it's just as much on them too to pay attention to what they're doing. And so, you know, even have that conversation with your kids. Hey, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do this, but you got to be careful when we're crossing the street. You know, look both ways, watch for cars, look again, and then move on.
And I always appreciate the kids who go as construction workers, because there's naturally reflectors worked into that particular costume. But I know it has become pretty popular to put a reflector or two on some kids' costumes when they go out.
Well, that's a great idea. You know, and the more visibility you have, the better. You can never go wrong with that.
Okay. Well, there you go. We covered it all.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
As Sheriff Dan Osmond on KCNI Public Affairs.